This is Akashwani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Calcutta High Court has ordered a CBI investigation into the alleged rape and murder of a doctor at R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. The division bench of Chief Justice T.S. Shivakarnam and Justice Hiranmoy Bhattacharya today passed the order. The Federation of Resident Doctors Associations has announced the extension of its indefinite strike to protest after their meeting with officials from the Union Health Ministry failed to bring about any resolution. Resident doctors at government hospitals across the country went on an indefinite strike yesterday to protest the incident. Meanwhile, the centre today assured the protesting doctors that it will take action against anyone connected with Kolkata's doctor murder case and will also implement all necessary measures to address incidents of attacks on doctors. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda stated in New Delhi that delegations of doctors' associations have met with him in the past 2 days and expressed their concerns over such incidents. Mr. Nadda said that he is also concerned about these incidents and will take all possible measures to curb them. He also welcomed the High Court's decision, the Calcutta High Court's decision to hand over the murder case to the CBI. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has taken over the Kolkata's doctor murder case. Sources said that CBI team will reach Kolkata tomorrow with the medical and forensic labs team. The judicial custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and BRS leader K. Kavita has been extended until September 2 in the money laundering case related to the alleged scam in the Delhi excise policy. The Rouse Avenue Court in Delhi extended the custody of both the leaders today. The case will now be heard in the court on September 2. AAP MP Sanjay Singh and former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia, who has been released on bail, also appeared in the court via video conferencing. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has appointed BJP MP Jagdambika Pal as the chairperson of the Joint Committee on Waqf Amendment Bill 2024. The 31-member committee has been formed for further scrutiny of the bill. In the recently concluded budget session of the parliament, the bill was introduced in Lok Sabha and it was sent to the Joint Parliamentary Committee. The committee will submit its report by the last day of the first week of the winter session of parliament. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation tomorrow on the eve of the 78th Independence Day. The address will be broadcast at 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashwani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi followed by the English version. The broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcasts in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashwani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India is supportive of democratic processes all over the world and expressed confidence that New Delhi will be able to work with the new President of the United States, whoever it will be. The minister was speaking on the evolution of India-US relations and the Indian diaspora in the US. On evolution of India-US relationships, the minister said Indian diaspora has been a very positive factor in the bilateral relationship. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has nominated Delhi Home Minister Kailash Gehlot to unfurl the national flag at the state-level Independence Day celebrations at Chhattisgarh Stadium in the national capital. Mr. Gehlot will do so as Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, who normally leads the celebrations, is in jail following his arrest by the CBI in the alleged liquor policy case. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heavy rainfall will continue over Western Himalayan region, Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and East India during the next 7 days. Heavy rainfall is also likely to continue over Haryana, Rajasthan and Northeast India during the next 4 to 5 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.